You are Locked On Rangers, your daily Texas Rangers podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
You are Locked On Texas Rangers. I'm your host, Bryce Patrick, here today with a special episode talking with Jason Burke at By Jason B of Locked On A's. Get into all kinds of stuff. What the Rangers have been doing to start winning these baseball games, what the A's need, what's been up with them, and what's been up with this Texas Rangers rotation and these youngsters coming in and absolutely stepping up to the best of their abilities and looking real solid for this Rangers rotation for now and for the future. Without further ado, here's my talk with Jason Burke of Locked On A's.
How's it going, A's fans? And welcome to episode 348 of the Locked On A's podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. I am your host, noted baseball fan Jason Burke, and on today's episode, I am joined by the man, the myth, the legend, Bryce Patrick of Locked On Rangers. Bryce, how are you doing today?
You know, life-wise, I'm pretty good. I don't know if you're now seeing this on YouTube. This is my YouTube debut, besides the random old Fortnite clips I would upload a few years back. But I got a new desktop computer, new setup. No longer is my video camera looking directly into my kitchen, so I can see the dirty dishes in my sink. Like, you could just see a wall behind me with some nice things. And this is actually a housewarming gift from one of my friends. She just blew up a picture of my podcast. So I'm doing really well. And the Rangers are on a four-game win streak. What?
Yeah, they're terrifying. They're absolutely terrifying. I have two things. One, the wall behind you, arguably not nice things. You got Alabama and the Texas Rangers, not great. And also, the man, the myth, the legend, you're like, hey. great intro.
I was just so overwhelmed by the pressure that I don't think I could live up to it. I am at best two of those three things.
You've been on the show so many times. I am not that intimidating. I will talk over you at any time. But
I'm a man and I am a myth because sometimes I don't even believe that I exist. So I'll give you those two. The legend, not quite there yet. I'm working on it.
We'll see how you survive this Thursday night opener against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. You being a big Dallas Cowboys fan and all. I'm sure we'll talk about Cowboys football here in a sec.
I don't want to say big Cowboys fan, reluctant, shameful, acceptant Cowboys fan. That's about what I'd put on that.
Do you have another team that you root for? It's just
I feel shame and anxiety about being a Cowboys fan. I tried to deny it for a few years, but like it's in my blood. It's who I am. There's no stopping it. I would if I could, but I cannot. So I've just reluctantly accept my lot in life as a Cowboys fan.
And you're also a Rangers fan, and you host an entire podcast about this team. So let's talk about them. The A's pitching matchups, or probables, as we like to call them, in the biz, it looks like it's Paul Blackburn going on Friday, Cole Irvin on Saturday, James Caprillion on Sunday. Not necessarily confirmed, but if the rotation holds, that's how they line up. So definitely not, you know, Frankie Montas or Sean Manaea. So that's good for you, I guess. And also, from what I saw on the MLB app, no Mike Foltynewicz going for the – is he hurt? Is that what's going on?
He's been on the COVID list. But basically, it's been a weird, like, last month. So the Rangers had a big COVID outbreak. There are quite a few guys on the COVID IL. I believe Dane Dunning is still there. He's coming off sometime soon. But they're also just kind of like – they're trying to limit his innings because he had an arm injury, I believe, in 2019. So, and then last year he threw the 50, 60 ish innings. But he was starting basically the whole season in the major leagues. And then this year he's at, I believe, around the 100 ish inning range. Let me scroll down and double check that. But they're trying to get him just a little bit of reg. Yeah, he's at 104.1 innings for the year. And Jordan Lyles is out of the rotation, as is, I believe, Mike Foltynewicz. Lyles has moved into a kind of, it's a weird combination. So Spencer Howard is getting a start in the rotation. but he's only going 2 to 3 innings, just 2 innings this last time, because he was one of the ones on the COVID IL. He came out and pitched 2 hitless innings. And then Jordan Lyles comes out and throws 7 innings, only allows 1 run, and like looks really good against the Diamondbacks. So again,
I mean, Diamondbacks. The Diamondbacks, sure.
But still, like, but this rotation has started to look really good. There, it's moved from like, all right, you need Jordan Lyles and Mike Foltynewicz to go up there and eat some innings, because there's not that many starters you're that interested in. But as of the last like month, basically since the COVID outbreak, when they were calling a bunch of guys up that they weren't quite sure how ready they were, like Glenn Otto, AJ Alexi, and those guys were fantastic. Glenn Otto had 5 shutout innings in his first start, only allowed 1 hit. AJ Alexi has allowed, he's gone at least, I think, 5 and 6 shutout innings, has only allowed 1 or 0 hits in both of those starts. So both of the guys have looked really good. Glenn Otto had a really impressive last Friday night. He pitched against the Angels and went up against Shohei Ohtani, who was starting and hitting because Shohei Ohtani is ridiculous. But Otto threw like 32 pitches in the first inning. It looked like he wasn't getting out of there. But he made it nearly through 5 innings and didn't allow another run. Only gave up 2 runs in that first inning. So they've got some guys. And Taylor Hearn has moved from the bullpen to the starting rotation. And he has looked fantastic. He was a guy who, when he first came over in the Keone Kelly trade a few years back, I saw him a few times at AA, and I was like, I think this guy's a starter. I think he is. He had a 4-seamer, a slider, and a changeup at the time. He's added a sinker, and has been much more aggressive being in the zone. Made it through 7 innings, which was a career high last time, on fewer than 90 pitches. Just a couple of runs that I believe came off of solo shots from, oh my gosh, I'm blanking on his name. The prospect that's not done super well for the Angels, was a top 10 pick. Gosh, I can't think of
him. Taylor Blake Ward? No, Taylor Ward.
No.
Joe Adell.
Joe Adell, that's the one. He allowed 2 home runs to Joe Adell, and those are the only runs that he gave up. But he's looked really good his last, like, I believe, 4 to 6 starts. So all of those guys are, like, necessitating, like, actual time in the rotation. So the guys that are just veteran innings eaters that are not doing well in Foltynewicz and Lyles, they're pretty much on the outskirts. I don't know how much we'll see Mike Foltynewicz.
I don't think that they're scheduled to throw this series. According to the MLB app, which is gospel as far as we're concerned right now, I believe it's Glenn Otto on Friday night, and he has pitched fairly well. I hyped him up big time in his before his major league debut on Locked On A's, because he was going to be facing the Houston Astros, and he pitched well. They lost the game, but it was not his fault, so he did okay. And then I believe it's Colby Allard on Saturday, and then Taylor Hearn on Sunday. And I believe that it was the Taylor Hearn game. He pitched against the A's recently in Texas, but they had an opener, and the opener allowed like 5 or 6 runs. But then Taylor Hearn was really good out of the bullpen. He should have just started the game, and then they would have won that game, honestly. So a couple of interesting matchups for the A's.
That might have been Spencer Howard, because that's what Spencer Howard – he's pitched 4 games this year for the Rangers, gone a total of 9 1/3 innings. But, yeah, he is starting now. He wasn't starting at the beginning of the year, got roughed up a little bit. I don't know if you know much about if I've told you much about this guy, Taylor Hearn. He is one of my favorite Rangers, one of my favorite just people in baseball. He's got such a unique story. He's from the Dallas-Fort Worth area. I believe it's he's from Royce City, Texas, which is, basically nowhere, like just outside of the Dallas-Fort Worth area. He and his family have, like, he grew up around rodeos. He did, like, calf roping stuff when he grew up. His grandfather was the first African-American member of the Secret Service. He was handpicked, I believe, by JFK to be the first African-American. He was also the first African-American Marlboro man as well. So, just like
the same guy that was picked by JFK.
I'm pretty sure if I'm not mixing up the generations, but like I know his grandfather was just like one of the most interesting people to like ever live. So like
I would buy a Dos Equis from that guy.
I would buy several cases of Dos Equis from that guy. And he's a good kid. Like he had one of the worst major league debuts that has like ever been had. It was actually before this year, it was the only time that he had been allowed to start in a major league game. He went 1/3 of an inning, gave up, I believe, 5 or 6 runs walked a crap ton of people against the Mariners in Seattle and got injured and didn't pitch for the rest of the year. And then he came back the next year and was pretty solid in the pen. This year had a little bit of a rough start, but was what once the break, once they traded off their closer, he's basically been the best reliever on this team, and they gave him a chance to start. And he has absolutely taken that opportunity and run with it.
All right, well, we got to send it to break real quick, but coming up, we are talking about the biggest storylines and the key matchups in this series. So stay locked in with Locked On A's, and we'll be right back. Slow is just right if you're on vacation, a sloth, or describing QuickBooks. More like slow books. It sucks you in and slows you down with manual processes, integration difficulties, and glitchy delays that leave you scrambling for the numbers you need. Now is the time to make the switch to NetSuite by Oracle, the number one financial system, because NetSuite gives you visibility and control of your financials, inventory, HR, e-commerce, and more. It's everything you need to grow all in one place. With NetSuite, you can automate your processes and close your books in no time, no matter how big your business grows. Failing to switch to NetSuite will leave you stuck trying to make sense of your books while your competitors sprint ahead. 93% of surveyed businesses increase their visibility and control since switching to NetSuite. And right now, special financing is back. NetSuite is offering a one-of-a-kind financial program only for those ready to switch today. Head to netsuite.com/lockedon right now. Get special financing at netsuite.com/lockedon. That's netsuite.com/lockedon. And today's episode is also brought to you by one of my favorite sponsors, and that is Built Bar. Bryce,
I knew you were going to say Built Bar.
It's like your favorite. They send us like, free things.
They do. They do. And they're delicious. You know, it's like, it's hard to pick a favorite. Like the mint brownie is solid. Like, ooh. They're just, I'm a big chocolate guy, and they're all covered in 100% chocolate. They're soft and easy to chew. Like, you know the drill. Like, they're just fantastic.
They're amazing. And for me, it's Cherry Barcia. That is my favorite flavor. And no matter which one I'm getting 17 to 18 grams of protein, calories from 130 to 180, only 4 or 5 grams of sugar, only 4 or 5 grams of net carbs. They're all amazing flavors. They're all tasty. They're all healthy. And if you want to get your hands on some of these delicious treats, all you got to do is go to built.com and use promo code LOCKED15, and you'll get 15% off of your order. Use promo code LOCKED15 for 15% off at built.com. And so with that, welcome back to the Locked On A's podcast. If you guys are enjoying the show, make sure to subscribe to our YouTube page. Follow us on social media at Locked On A's on Twitter and Instagram. I am at ByJasonB on Twitter and in the Spotify Green Room app. If you guys have any questions for us, please send those to lockedonathletics@gmail.com. Also, Bryce, you do things too. Where can people find you?
You can find me on Twitter at Bryce Patrick. Find our podcast at Locked On Rangers. I'm not on YouTube yet. The network emailed me specifically to say I'm too good looking to be on video every single day. They didn't want to overwhelm our audience. So they're waiting for them to just calm down. Or for me to get less attractive, you know, one of those two. And then I'll be on YouTube eventually.
It's going to take a while for you to be less attractive, Bryce. Oh, my goodness.
It's going to take a minute.
So for people that were not, watching the YouTube feed, as you were saying, you're not on YouTube. I started making fun and going, ha, ha, ha. And then I hit the microphone and I thought it was going to fall. And as my wife would say, it's because I was being wicked. So with that wickedness, let's talk about some key matchups in this series. For me, it's can the A's do something against the Rangers? It's not like a matchup necessarily, but Glenn Otto has been fairly good. Can they get to him? Because facing guys that have had success but limited track record have given the A's trouble over the years. And also Taylor Hearn has already pitched well against them. Can they get to him? Colby Allard I'm slightly less concerned about just because he has 5 ERA, but... those are the two guys. It's not a gimme series by any means for the A's. Can the A's continue doing what they've kind of been showing spurts of the last at least couple of games? And can their bullpen really solidify and do what they need to do to win these games? Because the A's have to take at least two, if not sweep this series in order to stay in playoff contention. What are you looking for from the Texas Rangers right now?
Well, I'm mainly looking at Glenn Otto. Like this offense like has been bad. And you know, these young guys have really surprised me. I don't think we're going to see AJ Alexi is probably going to go on Monday. It's been kind of like a six-ish man rotation with days off. So it's like everyone's pitching kind of the same day of the week. Glenn Otto has only pitched on Fridays and will continue that that trend.
It's like college.
Right? It's like that. Taylor Hearn's been pitching on Sundays. He also pitched the best game the Rangers have played this season when they beat the Astros. Like, I think it was 13-0. Maybe it was 14-2. Like that was a heck of a game. We had the first grand slam of the year for the Rangers by Adolis Garcia. Yeah, that was about a week ago. Because
congrats.
Of course. Yeah, thank you. I thought we were going to go another whole season without hitting a grand slam, but it was also the first Ranger to hit a grand slam in Globe Life Field. There have been quite a few other players to hit grand slams in Globe Life Field, including some Padres and the Dodgers quite a few times.
I feel like I remember those Padres ones. Those were exhilarating. Let's not get into it.
No, they were. They were. I'll stand by you on that. And, you know, props to Chris Woodard. He did kind of about when they faced the San Diego the next time up, he was asked about that. And he's like, you know what? Yeah, that was a stupid thing of me to say. I have been telling my guys to start swinging on 3-0 because that's usually the best pitch you're going to get. So, like, yeah, I was in the wrong there. That was kind of dumb. So I'm like, all right, props, Woody. Props.
That's my manager.
That's my guy. He'd never really done anything like that before. But Glenn Otto, the trick against him is laying off that slider. His slider is really dang good. He's thrown it.
Does he throw it for strikes?
Yeah, he does. He throws it for strikes. He throws it for chases. He's got an expected batting average against of 0.85. The actual batting average against 1.25. The WOBA against him is 1.44. Expected WOBA is lower than that. Whiff percentage, 35%. 35% of people who are swinging at that are missing at it. It's great.
But 65% hit home runs. On a stat that I made up. So that's really good too.
He actually has not allowed a home run in his major league career so far. I'm betting that'll change because I mean, Oakland has quite a few good hitters. So
Matt Chapman is on fire right now. So
yeah, he's pretty good at baseball.
Doing real good.
You got two
he's
Mets.
Been doing good baseball.
Yeah. He does good baseball every once in a while. Colby Howard, I think, is the guy that's the most on the fritz of these guys. I think they're going to be able to get to him. He has good starts. Like, it's not like he's just all bad, but the good starts are very few and like are getting fewer and farther between. And when he has his bad starts, like he gets really lit up and it's not super encouraging to see. Taylor Hearn hasn't really had a bad start yet as a starter. Like they've all been really solid. And he's been going a lot deeper into games as of late. I think he might be due for a clunker. But like, Maybe. And Glenn Otto showed some resolve last outing, but like he's not going to go too far into games because they're still like not trying to put too much pressure on his arm because he is still young and there's no need to push like any of these guys. There really isn't. Also, I don't know how many more starts Taylor Hearn's going to throw because like, again, he hasn't been a starter for basically 2.5-3 years. So he's already hit his, his maximum in or his career high in games pitched in this year. He's not quite to anywhere near his career high in innings thrown. He's at like 84, I believe, right now, and the most he's thrown was like 120, but that was like 2018 or 2019, so it's been a while since then. But they're not going to stretch any of these guys. Colby Howard, I think they're going to continue to give consistent starts to, and you know, these other guys, they're going to be a little bit limited. And that's why they have the Mike Foltynewicz, the Kohei Arihara, who Arihara is going to be on the team next year. He just got back after missing most of the season with a aneurysm in his arm. So that was a little scary, but he is doing well now. Glad he's healthy. And he's going to be important. The only veteran, I think, in the starting rotation next year, unless they go out and spend a whole bunch in free agency, which they're saying again, they're saying that this is the year the beats are like, oh yeah, front office says they're going to spend this year. Oh yeah, this is the off season. They do it. They haven't done it in many, many years, but this is the one. Really? coming
they're
off.
They're going to go sign A-Rod.
No, they're going to. Yeah. The thought is that they're going to go sign Carlos Correa. Which about 5 years ago, I mean, would really like that. It'd be
exciting. He's probably one of the better, maybe the best shortstop option on the market.
I'd say so. I'd say he's because he's healthier than Corey Seager, and I think he's a little bit better of a defender. There's also a thought that this one actually does excite me, that they're going to try and bring someone home, a pitcher, perhaps.
Oh,
okay. A left-handed pitcher who has a World Series ring and okay. several Cy Youngs.
Oh, Kershaw?
Yeah. Really? There have been rumblings.
Why would he do that? They're not going to be good. Why would he want to go there?
There have been rumblings and rumors that he has wanted to come back to Texas for quite a while. Including when he was.
And you just assumed he meant the Rangers?
No, I meant, like, I have some people who actually know him in my circles from years ago
okay.
that, like, say, like, yeah, he wanted to. But, like, when the Dodgers offered him a $300 million deal, like, not only, like, you don't want to say no because all the stuff that he's involved in, all the different charities he's got going on, and how much that would impact that. But, like, as a precedent for baseball, you can't have somebody who's was at his level of stardom turning down that big of an offer to go yeah. somewhere. Like it's just not going to work. I believe he is a Scott Boras client because when in doubt, you assume if a baseball player is good, they're probably represented by Scott Boras as they should be.
Yeah. I mean, I could see maybe if the Dodgers win the World Series this year, he's like, what else do I have to prove? It's fine. I'm going to go make myself happy right now. And I could see that being the scenario, but is one World Series enough for him if they don't win? Would he want to be on a team that's closer to competition? That's where my thought process is. Obviously, I don't know people that know Clayton Kershaw, so what do I know? so I guess we can talk about that.
Go to the same church, so.
Well, there you go. That's what you need to know then. But you know what else you need to know is that it is that time of year again, and all eyes are now turning to football as teams are back on the gridiron to start the football season. As always, BetOnline is your number one spot for all pro and college football action this season. Get all the updated odds, props, and contests, including online's biggest $500,000 NFL mega contest and the world's largest $200,000 NFL survivor contest open now at BetOnline. Head on over to their website or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive a 100% welcome bonus. That is unheard of.
You want to know who you should bet on if you want to make a bunch of money?
Dallas Cowboys.
Alabama. Just bet that they're yep. going to be good at football. It's a pretty safe bet.
Well, but the lines aren't going to be helpful. You have to put a bunch of money down to make any money. But you got to go check out the lines for yourself. And you can go do that over at BetOnline because it is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all of your favorite sports, from football to basketball to boxing to baseball, which still has a few weeks left in the regular season. And then there's going to be that whole postseason push. It's going to be a lot of fun. They also got your favorite. The baseballs?
No, postseason. I don't know what that is.
Oh, yeah. It's when you have a guy that's good now but was young then, and then he drops a ball in the World Series. Every time, man. I'm sorry. So right now, your favorite casino games are also on BetOnline. So don't wait to take advantage of all the great offers for the 2021 season. And that's why everybody says that BetOnline are your online sportsbook experts, and why I am a jerk to Bryce Patterick whenever he comes on the show. I'm sorry. I love you.
Without fail.
Does this sound familiar? You've yes. got one device that lets you catch the game live, another that lets you stream your favorite shows. You're watching sports highlights on your phone, and you've got your neighbor's best friend's login for the good stuff. Well, I want to tell you about a simple way to get all of that entertainment that you love without the hassle, and a great way to finally get your TV together. It's called DirecTV Stream, and it brings you live TV and on-demand favorites like together like never before, so you can watch your favorite sports, movies, and shows all in one place. That means no more juggling remotes and no need to buy another device ever again. And the best part, there's no annual contract. So get rid of the clutter and the confusion and get your TV together with DirecTV Stream. You can learn more at directtv.com. That's directtv.com. compatible device required content varies by package. And so with that, welcome back to the Locked On A's podcast. We're doing a special crossover with Bryce Patrick, but we'll get to him in a second. Follow this podcast on YouTube because some of us are on YouTube. You can also follow the show wherever you like to hear podcasts. Follow us on social media at Locked On A's on Twitter and Instagram. I'm at ByJasonB on Twitter and in the Spotify Green Room app. If you guys have any questions for us, please send those to lockedonathletics@gmail.com. And with that, Bryce, where can people find you?
You can find me on Twitter at Bryce Patrick. That is the verified Bryce Patrick on Twitter. That is me.
It was a crapshoot, and only the olds like myself and Sully, good pal Sully, not verified. It's all the youngins.
I guess I'm closer to the olds of this network than I am the youngs. Actually, is that even true? There's a lot of really youngs. There's like
no, you're much closer to Javi than you are me, I think.
That's fair. There's not a whole lot in like my specific age range. Like there's a lot of like real youngs and then the real olds, you know.
I'm not a real old. I'm just older than the average of on our network on the MLB side. I'm one of the older, like top five oldest people. But like NFL, NBA, I think that I'm roughly average age. I think.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, they're more. I don't know. There's less.
They're more baby experience, youth. Let's say.
Less baby youth like we have here on the MLB network.
Yeah, they're just like, that clown had a hat on with the team that we need covered. Here you go.
Man, how do you think I got here?
Job. yeah, that, good. We have great hosts on the MLB side. We're just having fun over here. the joy of YouTube where you can't edit things out and, you know, we'll see what makes it to air. It's everything. Everything makes it to air, if we're being honest.
That's right, the dream.
Well, let's wrap this thing up. Let's talk about keys to victory. Do you guys want to win this series? Because
no.
You've been very adamant about wanting that first round or the first overall pick. So why are you trying to win baseball games with these pitchers against the Oakland A's? Give me your response, Bryce Patrick.
I am not trying to win baseball games. I mean, well, the Rangers are,
somebody is.
But I'm not. I'm like, hey, chill out. There is no need to have a winning streak of any kind, let alone four games. That's just unheard of. It's just selfish. It's what are you doing? You were going full Tim Bogart. In case you don't know who Tim Bogart is, Tim Bogart was the replacement manager for the Rangers in 2014 after Ron Washington stepped away. That was the year from hell for the Rangers. They had their worst record that they had had in decades that year. And for some reason, when they hired Tim Bogart, they had a winning month of September. And instead of getting the first overall pick, which they would have taken Alex Bregman, they slipped all the way to fourth, where they took a guy who is now a middling reliever with the Baltimore Orioles. So yeah, clearly that went well.
It went okay. I mean, for the A's, they got to get some length out of their rotation. The three guys that you're facing haven't really gone terribly deep in the games of late. It's been like four or five innings. And then the bullpen has been struggling, partially because they've been worked very, very hard. Lou Trevino has just lost it. It feels like it's a mental thing right now. So they basically got Andrew Chafin and then maybe Sergio Romo and then Deolis Guerra, if they're losing, can keep it close, but you don't necessarily want them with like a two-run lead because something goes on that's weird there. So they're going to need length out of their rotation in this series because that was the key to victory against the White Sox was their starters going seven innings in both Wednesday and Thursday's games and then just getting two innings from Andrew Chafin on Wednesday and then an inning from Andrew Chafin on Thursday. So he's probably unavailable for Friday. So hopefully the A's bats just show up and completely obliterate the Texas Rangers. No offense. It's just kind of the game plan right now because I don't know who's closing games if it's not Andrew Chafin. Probably Sergio Romo, but how do you get to Sergio Romo? No idea right now. Who's the third man up in the bullpen? Tough to say.
That's kind of wild. The Rangers have a better closer right now than the A's. I mean, the Rangers have rookie Joe Barlow, who's 25, who had really had some struggles, did a lot of work with, you know, reconstructing his pitches. The guys at Driveline, I believe that's the fancy academy for smart baseball boys.
Fancy.
Yeah, and you know, he's struggled a little bit with walks, but he has done a really good job since being called up. He's 25, he's a rookie, he's pitched 20 and nearly 21 innings, has a 1.74 ERA, a 2.52 ERA plus, and has been real solid for the Rangers and has already locked down the closer role. Like, really impressive stuff for this guy who I wasn't sure was going to figure it out, and looks like he has, and the Rangers might have even their closer for next year. Depends on how some injury guys coming back from injury look, but guy's been solid. The other bullpen pieces have been like better than I expected. So like, you get solid starting pitching and a few decent relievers, and that's how this team could end up winning some games, especially when you have some timely hitting, which the Rangers have had in this last four game winning streak, which they hadn't really had much in quite a while.
Well, congrats on having a closer. It must be thrilling for you. Speaking of closers and injuries and whatnot, Jose Leclerc, what's he been like? Because I scooped him up in all of my fantasy leagues the last 2 years, and he has not pitched much.
Well, he's
is
hurt.
He okay?
No, he's hurt. He had.
Tommy John? Did I miss that?
Okay. Yeah, he got Tommy John. He and Jonathan Hernandez both had season-ending elbow injuries before the season even started, which was like, oh, okay, great. That's awesome. And so we saw that and thought, okay, now who's going to be the closer? Ian Kennedy, 36-year-old Ian Kennedy. Okay, that's fine. Turns out he was really stinking good. And some of these other guys have come in and done very well. Brett Martin, Taylor Hearn when he was in the bullpen. Josh Spores has been okay. And Spencer Patton, a 33-year-old who just came back from Japan. He was with the Rangers before he went to Japan for a couple years. Looks like a completely different guy. Has really figured out how to pitch there. And done fairly well. So well, he only pitched a couple of games since he was called up before the trade deadline. I think it was like maybe like 5-6-ish games. But he looked really stinking good, and I was surprised they didn't just try and ship him off for whatever they could get for him at the deadline. But he's still here. He still looks pretty solid. Not quite as good as he did in his first 5-6 games or whatever, but, you know, pretty solid.
All right, so last thing I got for you. What are the keys for the Dallas Cowboys this season to get them into the playoff picture and potentially winning a Super Bowl? Is it CeeDee Lamb? Is it Dak Prescott staying healthy? Obviously, it's Dak Prescott staying healthy, so let's not say that. Who needs to step up? Who's going to be the number one fantasy person other than Dak Prescott?
Well, the key for the Dallas Cowboys is for the defense to not be doo-doo trash like they were last year.
Doo-doo trash. Wow.
Yeah. Okay. Everybody but my large adult Alabama son, Trayvon Diggs, was quite terrible on that defense last year. Trayvon Diggs was amazing because he's an Alabama man and they're all great. Except for HaHa Clinton Dix, who was, you know, on the team for about 5 seconds and then was so bad they cut him. But you know, the other Alabama sons are great. So just defense, not doo-doo.
Okay. Well, that makes sense. Do you have a win prediction for this season?
No.
I was going to say, you said like 9-7. That's a cop-out, you jerk.
No. I can't say 8-8 anymore.
Yeah. I mean, we'll see.
It'd be 9-8 now with 17 games.
Oh, that's right. Ah, I forgot about that.
Eight and nine.
I don't know if that's going to be good enough to get him into the postseason.
It's not.
I'm sorry, Bryce.
It's not. It's okay. I've already prepared myself for that hurt, and I will be experiencing it like it's a fresh wound once it actually happens, even though I know full well in my head and in my heart that it's going to happen.
It might be fun because they have a pretty decent offense if everybody's healthy. So
they'll score points. They'll be fun to watch and also maddening and heartbreaking, just like the Cowboys are. It's okay. I don't begrudge them for being who they are. I begrudge myself for still letting them hurt me after all this time. But, you know, we live with our demons, and this is mine.
I'm sorry, Bryce. I feel bad. All right. So with that, on that uplifting note, that is all that we got for you guys today. Hopefully you guys have fun watching this game or this series, because the A's are going to be sweeping the crap out of Texas. Hopefully, fingers crossed. But yeah, that's all that we got for you guys today. So until next time, go out and celebrate good times, Oakland, and I will talk at you tomorrow.